Did you see the playoffs? His knee was down. They don't
Maybe
even deserve to be
team,
in there.
They would be better.
It would be better if there were fewer people on this planet.
Let us send this world back into the abyss.
Let us send this world back into the abyss.
Artificial intelligence. Now, most of us, when we think of artificial intelligence, we think of some form of entertainment. We think of something fun, a video game, or some application that uses artificial intelligence. It's been presented to the public in that way because there is actually something behind the scenes that most people aren't aware of. When it's presented to us as entertainment, as something that is usable for us, that kind of softens the blow of what their real agenda is. Their real agenda is actually shown to us very clear. Very clear. As a matter of fact, when you look at the movie industry, they've given us bits and pieces of information that relates to artificial intelligence. And those bits and pieces of information, again, are presented to us in some form of entertainment. And so, when the real agenda finally unfolds, we are kind of dumbfounded because it was there. They can use the whole idea of, well, we told you, we showed you, it was in the movies, it was in the music. I would even say that the automated systems or phone systems are some form of artificial intelligence as well. And so since we are surrounded by it, most people, when they actually pull the curtain off of their real agenda, are going to be like, well, it was to be expected. But they don't understand that there is something that artificial intelligence is going to do that's going to interrupt their whole flow of life.
Where are they going with this new technology? They want to create a perfect thinking computer by impressing the minds of millions of people, their habits and actions on an artificial brain. Man is full of flaws, but they want to create an artificial intelligence after the mind of men. Let us create God in our image. Do you see where they're going with this? In an article titled, Google and CERN Partnering on Future Large Hadron Collider Storage Needs, Quantum Computing. Google today signed an agreement with the European Organization of Nuclear Research to collaborate on joint research and development, more commonly known as CERN. The premier physics lab will be working with Google on quantum and cloud computing, as well as machine learning. Machine learning? What is this machine trying to learn? So this machine can learn? Are you understanding what they're doing here? Think about this, right? It goes on to say that Google finds these data management, analysis, and processing challenges exciting and has already been working with the U.S. Fermilab and the Brookhaven National Laboratory, BNL, to store and analyze data from the LHC using the Google Computer Engine. Now, I have a question for you. If CERN was just a particle collider, then why is it trying to learn from Google? There are over 1.2 million terabytes of information on the net, and they want to plug this into CERN. CERN is a quantum computer, an artificial intelligence that they are trying to boost its machine learning. Technology is actually trying to evolve through quantum entanglement, which is actually demon possession. Now, we've seen it in the science fiction movies, the evolving of technology, and we were entertained by it. But now this fiction has become a reality.
Gordy Rose is a founder and CTO of D-Wave. He is known as the leading advocate for quantum computing and physics-based processor design. The D-Wave computer is a quantum computer that sends information into another dimension in order to receive information back with greater power. The D-Wave quantum computer is supposed to be smarter, faster, and more intelligent than anyone or anything in this dimension. And it is being fed this information from demons from the spirit realm.
So what does this have to do with aliens? So Sam Harris, who I quite admire, is a very interesting guy, was reciting this parable at a TED talk that he was giving, and it goes something like this. So I'm the president of the United States. So I receive this message from the heavens. So my microwave dish, my SETI dish, finally captures something. And what it says is, in 50 years, or 13 years, we're coming to your planet. You got to be ready. Now just imagine what would happen if that happened. A super intelligent alien race beam down a message to all of us Earthlings saying, we're coming July 13th, 2030, and boy, you better be ready because the mothership is landing right on the front lawn of the White House or wherever you wanted to land on that day. The amount of resources that would be marshaled to try to figure out what to do would encompass the whole world. AI is just like that. So when this thing that I'm talking about happens, it's going to be exactly the thing that you're thinking about those super intelligent AIs. So the one thing I can tell you is they're not going to be like us. So alien means, you know, different. These things that we're building are not going to be people. They might be really smart, they might be really good at all sorts of different things, but they're not going to be like us. They're going to be aliens. And they're going to be, I'm sorry to say, way smarter than every single person in this room in ways that we can't even comprehend. So this, of course, triggers a lot of alarm. One of the guys who talks about this is Elon, who says things like this. Like, when you do this, beware.
I mean, with artificial intelligence, we are summoning the demon. You know all those stories where there's the guy with the pentagram and the holy water, and he's like, yeah, you sure you can control the demon? Didn't work out.
I take it there will be no Hell 9000 going up to Mars.
Hell 9000 would be easy. It's way more complex than, I mean, it would put Hell 9000 to shame. Yeah, sounds like a puppy dog.
But these words, demons, doesn't capture the essence of what's happening here. I don't know if any of you are turn-of-the-century weird fiction fans, but there's this guy named H.P. Lovecraft, who's a very famous American weird fiction author. And he espoused a view which is called cosmicism. And the essence of cosmicism is cosmic indifference. So what he was saying is basically, yes, there are these massively intelligent entities out there, but they're not good, they're not evil. They just don't give a shit about you even in the slightest. The same way that you don't care about an ant is the same way they're not going to care about you. And these things that we're summoning into the world now are not demons, they're not evil, but they're more like the Lovecraftian great old ones. There are entities that are not necessarily going to be aligned with what we want.
Wait a minute. Did I just hear Gordy Rose say that the entities they're summoning into the world are not demons, but they're more like the Lovecraftian great old ones? Lovecraftian great old ones? Do you know what he's talking about? H.P. Lovecraft was an author. He was a writer of this weird horror science fiction type stuff.
H.P. Lovecraft was an American writer of weird fiction and horror fiction in the 1930s. H.P. Lovecraft created a number of deities throughout the course of his literary career, including the Great Old Ones and aliens such as the Elder Things. With sporadic references to other miscellaneous deities, whereas the Elder Gods are a later creation of other prolific writers such as August Derleth. Netflix hit series Stranger Things Monsters was inspired by H.P. Lovecraft. The Demogorgon of Stranger Things resembles the Night Gaunts.
So this transition is really, really massively important for our entire species to navigate. And going back to that thing that Sam Harris was saying, nobody is paying attention. This thing is happening in the background while people bicker about politics and what's going to be in the healthcare plan in the U.S. And underneath it all is this rising tsunami that, if we're not careful, is going to wipe us all out. Okay, so my previous company was D-Wave. I'll just show you a couple things. We build what are still the world's only quantum computers that you can buy. And the company, D-Wave, has been doing this. Thanks. I didn't really have much to do with it, but you know, because so this is one of them. This is one of the processors. And a lot of interesting things happened to me over the years there. I got sent pajamas. A whole bunch of stuff. You know, there's lots of interesting things that happen when you build something like a quantum computer. But just as an aside, because I thought it was funny, one of the interesting things that's happened from the D-Wave story is there's this gigantic conspiracy that's arisen on the internet that goes like this. So D-Wave builds quantum computers. The way that they work, if you know this, how this works, is one of the interpretations is that you tap into these parallel universes and they do computations. Sounds really weird. But what's happened is this idea has been hijacked to describe something called the Mandela effect, which is this thing where the past changes. So think about something you know to be true from the past. And then imagine you went out on the internet and you can't find it at all. It's not there. It doesn't match with your experience, so these people think that D-Wave is responsible, and CERN. And, of course, the quantum key to the abyss factors into it somehow. I'm not exactly sure how. Okay, so that's just D-Wave.
Hey, what's going on with y'all, man? It's Black Balloon, and I'm back with another video. So y'all already know what's going on. Look, all right, first off, I'm not going to talk about the first clip that I put in this video. You know, that first clip of the guy, Anthony Patch, that was talking about, he was talking about DNA and he was talking about you know what. I'm not going to talk about that just because I don't want to slip and say certain keywords and then end up getting this video took down or getting a strike. That part was kind of like, you know, pretty self-explanatory as far as what's going on. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I don't think I need to just, you know, keep talking about that part. Like I said, not trying to catch no strikes. I'm not going to talk about that. Y'all can go back and just, you know, rewatch it if you need to hear what he said again. You know what I'm saying? Just so you could catch, you know, a full understanding of what he was talking about. So once again, I'm not going to talk about that part, but I do want to talk about the Mandela effect and just kind of get my perspective on it and a few things throughout the video, right? To start off, most of those clips are kind of old. They're like a few years old. So if you ever dove down, you know, like the CERN rabbit hole, the Large Hadron Collider, if you ever dove down those rabbit holes and, you know, went into like the dimension stuff and parallel universes and all the, you know, AI, artificial intelligence stuff that's going on, you might have seen those clips. You might have heard of the guy Gordy Rose. You might have heard of Kindred and D-Wave and, you know, and all the good stuff that has to do with the quantum world. Basically, you know, the things that he was talking about in those clips as far as how they are basically pulling knowledge from the other side and how they are receiving help from, you know, what I like, my opinion, I think, is fallen angels. And I'm sure a lot of people would agree with me. And we've talked about that on the channel before. So I felt like, you know, it's important to go back and find those clips and bring that to the light because it supports basically what I've been talking about in a few videos of mine, you know. So it goes to show you that I'm not just talking bullshit when I sit here and say that, yeah, humans are smart. Yeah, we're smart. But we're not creating all this shit. You know, that sounds familiar, right? Because I just said that in a few videos ago where I was talking about the fact that a lot of this knowledge, a lot of this technology is, it's already been done before. You know what I'm saying? And the things that, you know, is basically making us advance the way that we are as a civilization is we're basically pulling it from the other side. We're getting help. We're getting help from fallen angels. These, you know, what did he say? The Lovecraftian, old ones, as he said. You know, that's why he said demons don't really, how did he say it? I forget. He basically just said demons don't really describe what they're actually communicating with and what they're trying to pull into this realm by basically opening damn, you know, I guess like the gates of hell, you know, opening the bottomless pit, you know, releasing, you know, whatever is to come from the other side. You see what I'm saying? So they're basically, you know, they're using this stuff. They're using the quantum world. They're using, you know, as you know, CERN and all of this stuff to pull resources, pull knowledge from the other side, bring in once again these, you know, so-called Lovecraftian old great ones or whatever, you know, these who knows what kind of deities, you know. So it's quite mind-blowing. It's mind-blowing because it's actually you're hearing it from someone that's like directly involved in it. That's why I said I had to pull those clips in so y'all not just thinking, you know, this some random motherfucker with dreads talking bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like, he just making all this shit up. It's like, nah, these dudes, these super smart ass dudes, they really out here doing this shit. They really are in labs and shit, really trying to, like, I guess in a sense, like, if you look at the bigger picture, it's almost like they're trying to create their own universe without God, you know, because they would be fools to think that God don't exist. They just try to disprove it so much that I don't know. But I think overall, they want to create like their own universe, which is why they try to find the fabric of what created our universe. That's basically the point of CERN, outside of them communicating with the other side. The point is to find out what is what's the fabric of our universe made of, so they can recreate it. That's basically their goal. That's what they want to do. They want, you know, it may sound like, you know, some sci-fi type of shit, but they want their own universe without God, basically damn near without time. That's why they search for this stuff. That's the whole point, is to find out what God used to create this universe. That's where you get matter and antimatter, the whole back and forth about all of that shit. You know, but in this video, we won't go too far into that. So, I didn't really talk about the Mandela effect part, because in that last clip, you know, Gordy, he was basically talking about how the internet basically turned his, like, you know, the his whole D-Wave Kindred thing and CERN, how basically the internet turned it into a conspiracy theory about the Mandela effect, saying that CERN and their attempts to basically access darker dimensions, their attempts to access different dimensions and access resources from those dimensions, those possible parallel universes, that they've basically, you know, created some kind of like effect where, you know, people are seeing the past differently from what they remember. We all know what the Mandela effect is. You know, I don't really have to explain it to y'all. I'm pretty sure most of y'all have heard of the Mandela effect, and y'all probably have your own Mandela effects where you remember something to be one way and it actually never existed, just like myself. You know, because I remember Jiffy peanut butter. That's just the way I remember it. Jiffy peanut butter. Pikachu had a black tail. And there's a few other things that I happen to remember that was a part of my childhood that actually never existed. So there's a lot of us out there who've experienced this. Like, personally, you have things that you remember to be a certain way because in your childhood, you're going to remember that. But actually, this shit never existed. So you find out you're part of this huge crowd that remembers things to be one way when really it never existed. And this other crowd, they actually remember the part that never existed. The part that you think you remember, they remember what didn't exist. So they remember Jif peanut butter. We remember Jiffy peanut butter. I don't know if I worded that completely right. So if I kind of confused y'all, hopefully I didn't right there. But basically, y'all get what I'm saying. There's the, you know, let's just say this is a pool of 4 million people. 2 million people remember Jiffy peanut butter. 2 million people remember Jif peanut butter. So, you know, that's kind of like a better example. And so basically the argument, well, the theories that a lot of people have is that dimensions have merged, parallel universes merged somehow, which basically caused this portion of people to remember something one way and, you know, this portion to remember it another way. And it's kind of, honestly, nothing's been proven, obviously, because, you know, in your mind, you're like, how the hell would you go back and change history on the internet? If Jiffy peanut butter existed, you know, and it's on record everywhere throughout, you know, the history of the internet, how in the hell could you go back and change it? How could you go change a picture that was from 1984 that had Jiffy and put Jif in it, and it, like, you know, goes all across the entire internet and Jiffy just doesn't exist anymore? You see, so that's what makes the Mandela effect mind-blowing, because it's almost impossible for someone to literally erase history. Unless it's not impossible. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I say it's so many different theories. Rather, you want to believe, you know, that parallel universes actually merge with our world, and this is why people are remembering things differently. Or you want to believe that, you know, you're having false memories. That's what they try to say. They try to say, oh, you're having a false memory and it's common. Like, no, there's no way 5 million people remember something and it's a false fucking memory. Like, come on. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of like the scapegoat answer for something they don't really want to tell y'all what the hell is going on. So that part, you know, the Mandela effect, I'll leave that up to y'all. You know, we could go at it in the comments. I definitely want y'all to give me y'all thoughts about this whole thing, especially the Mandela effect, what Mandela effects that you might have experienced, and just your thoughts about it, you know, because honestly, I could make a video about the Mandela effect where we just talk, like, and just sit here and talk, you know what I'm saying? I don't even have to, like, present a video, because that shit is deep. That shit is deep. Like, it is deep. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, so, you know, this pretty much wraps up this video. I'll have this set to drop probably Friday night, you know. So, you know, if y'all make it this far, you know, obviously this is pre-recorded, but y'all already know what's going on, man. That's that. It's Black Balloon, man. And I'm gonna see y'all soon.